Test Tavis, Thursday the 12th of November, Rebbe Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, Mummies in Alocha.
Before we start about talking about mummies, I take this opportunity to mention something about daddies, since he's a very important member of the Torah way. It's his birthday, so I just want to wish him Mazel Tov. In this week's parasha, it says the following. Vayitzav Yosef es avodov es haroifim, lachnoit es oviv, vayichantu haroifim es Yisrael. Yosef is mitzava after what seems the patira of Yaakov Avinu to bichonet him, which Rashi says to put besomim, right? But embalm him. So the basic posh pshat over here is, I think, to make an Egyptian mummy. That's what it means. And I don't know if that's what Rashi means, but that's what it seems to mean in the Mefarshim. So the shaila is, what is chanita? What does it mean, chanita, to embalm it? What's the process? So Abar Ben El says, the chanota, the way to do it is, one takes out the brain. It gets a bit morbid. I didn't realize at the beginning of the subject where this will take us. But we've got to do what we've got to do. The process is, one takes out the brain, one takes out the heart, the kidney, the intestines, and then pumps in fluids to the body, outside and inside, externally, internally. They put in fluids with certain types of herbs and spices and culminate things that dry out any moisture in the body. Every day, they do this process again. After a certain amount of days, the body is left dry. No more moisture. And it stays upon its form, stays exactly as it was made, Korah, a body in all its form. Now, what's the gain in doing this? So the mace seems as if he's sleeping. He doesn't look dead. He seems as if he's sleeping. And he will not rot. He will not smell. And people will not go away from this mace. Because he's like part of the Bria, like everyone else. However, says Abba Brunel, this is not something we know about mummies, that slowly the whatever's left of this person, the flesh, will disintegrate. Because these chemicals also have some, I don't know if it's called acid, but it slowly burns away whatever's left, and there'll be, in the end, nothing left. So we always understand the mummy, that there's something left in the end. Well, see, there is such a pshat, and there is such a metzias. But he says, the Barbanel says, in the end there's nothing left. So what's the idea of making a mummy? The idea is, it's much more mechubadik. Instead of rotting, instead of remover to leo, this way it would go bederech, kilu bederech, it would slowly disintegrate, there would be no smelling, no one would go away from the mace. And that was a covered of the Malachim. That's why the kings of Mitzrayim did it, says Abarmanel, because it was respectful. The Tosis Yom Tov in Psochim, Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes. He says, the Mishnah there says, six things Chizkiah did. One of the things was, Girer Atzomot Oviv Al Mitzah Shel Chavonim. He dragged the bones of his father on a bed of ropes. Basically, his father was a Rosha. So he didn't want to give him covered Malachim. So he did this Inyan of Bizoyim. Ask the Tosis Yom Tov, why was there Atzomot Oviv? Why was his father already bones? First stage is, there's a body, and he's got to bury the body. So it shouldn't be bones, it should be a body. Why is it called Girer Atzomos Oviv? Why is it bones? Says the Tosis Yom Tov, because not only Yaakov Avinu was embalmed, all kings of Klal Yisrael, they embalmed. Altz Kovod, he brings us to Abba Ranel. What was the process? They took out all these different things. And then they allowed the king to slowly disintegrate. And only when he was at Somos and he had decomposed in a nicer oifen, did they take him to burials. Instead of taking him to bury him on a very nice mitzvah, he took him on a mitzvah shel chavolim, of ropes, and he dragged him. Al kaponim, he says the reason why he was at Somos and he wasn't a body, was because they also had this this form of embalming. He brings a raya to this from Shmuel Aleph Lamed Aleph. It says there, Vayikru Eskvias Shol. They took the body of Shol, Eskvias Bonov. Then the pasuk carries on, Vayisrufu Oisom Shom. They burned them there. Vayikru Atzmoiseyem Vayikvru. And then they buried them. And the question is, burned them? And why they Atzmoiseyem? Why their bones again? Vayikru Atzmoiseyem and they buried them. Why did they burn them? Why did they bury the bones? They bury the whole body. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov. No, Hainu, what we're saying till now. What it means that they burnt them, the Radak says, it means they burnt the Pesomim to embalm them. Or, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, it means they burnt them as in they put into the mace these chemicals that burn out any moisture. But it doesn't mean they burned them. And then, they buried the bones because after this whole process, what's left is bones, and then they buried them. So that's by the Malachim, there was also this inyan of embalming. So far we have one pshat in the idea of mummy, it's an inyan of covered, and what's left in the end is bones. So now we know why Yosef was choynet his father, because he was like a melech, he was the head of Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to be mechubadik. Now, he didn't just get this idea from himself. The Ramban, at the beginning of Vayechi, says, when Yaakov told Yosef, don't bury me in Mitzrayim, he told him that I'll have a tain on me, I didn't bury Rochel in Eretz Yisrael, that's how the Ramban learns, I didn't bury Rochel in Eretz Yisrael, don't have a taina, because I didn't have chointim, I didn't have these doctors that could embalm her. And it'll take me a long time to get to Moritz Machbeilo with her, because she has children. Till I get there, it'll be a big problem, because it'll smell, etc. And therefore I had to bury her straight away. So Yosef understood, though, that by Yaakov, that they're taking him from Mitzrayim to Yisrael, they also need to embalm him, if that's what Yaakov holds, and therefore he did. The question is as follows. There's a Gemara in Sefer Chulin, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Sugi of Roiv. The Gemara is trying to learn out where we know Roiv from. So Gemara says that someone that murders, what's the halacha? You kill the murderer. Frank the Gemara, how can you kill the murderer? Maybe he killed a treifa, maybe he killed someone that you're not chayav misa upon, maybe he's got a hole in a certain place that mameli is considered a dead person already, and mameli you didn't kill anyone. Says the Gemara, and am I roiv? Roiv people aren't treifas, and therefore you can be chayav for killing this person. Ask the Gemara, why? Who said it's al roiv? Maybe you have to cut open the person that was killed and check if there's any holes in him or not. Is he a treif or not? Check. Why rely on roiv? Open up the mace and check if there's any holes in this mace, and you know whether the murderer killed a dead person or a live person. Says the Gemara, there's something called nivul. It's nivul a mace. It's not respectful to the mace. It's netuch a mace, basically. You're not allowed to cut up a mace. And therefore, one can't check. So the Gemara says, maybe you can, to save the murderer. So it says, apikuach nefesh, to save him being killed. So you're allowed to. And the Gemara goes backwards, forwards. But upon him, there's this idea of nivul ha-meis. One is not allowed to be menavul the meis. Yeah. Therefore, let's come back to our case. How is one allowed to do chanota on Yaakov Avinu, if according to the Barbanel, it means to open up the meis and take out kol minei things from inside, and then do the process, it's nivul ha-meis. That's nituch ha-meisim, it's not allowed. Okay, this one's a bit, you know, heaven's, you know, should block the ears. The Rashba in Tshuva, Chelik Aleph Simen Shin Samach Tes, says, Reuven, just an example of a person, B'Shas P'tirotoy, he asked that he should be taken to a certain kever, Kivri Avoysov, somewhere where his family is. Lamaisa, the family was nenas, they couldn't do it. So they buried him on the spot. After a while, they were again able to bury him. So they wanted to think about it, exhume him, I think that's the right word, and move him on. So they asked the Rashba, are they allowed to do this? Because basically, the Shaila was like this. It wasn't Bakovadik to move him, because there was a sirochim. It wasn't yet finished, right? They had buried him meanwhile, and they needed to move him on. But it wasn't in a situation that there was just bones left. And therefore, they wanted to know if they could pour a certain substance that makes the ikul go quicker. Right? Lime. So they wanted to know if they could do this. What's the shaila? The shaila is, first of all, nivul ha-meis. They're causing a nivul to the meis. And secondly, there's a tzar to the meis. And therefore, are they allowed to do this? Gemara Brachah says, kosher rimel ha-meis kemachat b'bosa ha-chai. It's like a needle in a bosa ha-chai. So is one allowed to do such a thing? So the Rashba says in Tshuva, no problem. Why? Since the father was mitzvah to take to this keva, so if so, there's no bizoyim. Because that's his covered. That's what he wants. That's one. Aitzah, what about the pain for the mace? Says the Rashba, a mace doesn't feel a knife. A mace doesn't feel pain. And he says, just like Yaakov Avinu had chanota, they cut him open, and they did chanota, how come? A mace doesn't feel pain, and since it was discovered, it's also not called a bizoyim. Okay. So that's the psak of the Rashba. So to feed that, one would be allowed to do chanot on Yaakov, because it's discovered. The shaila still is... Okay, we'll come to a certain shaila still in that. But now, the problem with this Rashba is... The Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Gimel on Beis, says, Beferush, it tries to say that mace doesn't feel anything because it doesn't feel a knife, and it brings a posuk. Ach besorei olav yechav, v'nafshei olav ta'abel. That the mace does feel pain. So the Gemara is matcha, the avada mace feels pain. And just the bosa ha-mace of a chai, of a live person, dead flesh of a live person doesn't feel pain. But a dead person does feel pain. So how could the Rashba say that he doesn't feel tzah? So the Shvus Yaakov, in Chelik Beis, Simit Zadizayin, asked this kasha. He says that in his times, it was a time of a plague, Bar Minon, and the authorities wouldn't allow kvura in the Beis HaKvoros because of contamination, only in the forest, unless they would use lime, and that way there wouldn't be any worries of contamination. So the shaila again was, can one defile the mace in order to give him the respect that he needs to put him in a Beis HaKvoros? So the Shvus Yaakov says, yes you can, like this Rashba, that since it's a covered for the mace, so it can be done. He says, what about the pain for the mace? He says, the Rashba is fair to say that the mace doesn't feel pain, because the Gemara says the mace does feel pain. So he says, Vaita, since the mace wants to be buried in the Beis HaKvoros, so he's mevata on the pain. He's moichel on the pain. That's what the Rashba means, that the mace doesn't feel the knife. It doesn't mean literally. He's just using the words of the Gemara. It doesn't mean literally. He does feel the pain of the knife, but he's mevata on it. Tak upon him, this is one heter for Yaakov being nechnat, because since it was a covered for Yaakov, and there isn't a pain because right it's a covered for Yaakov, therefore they could do chanota on Yaakov. However, the Chasam Sofer in Tshuva, Yoredea, Chelik Beis, Tshuva, Shin, Lamed, Vov, is not happy with this heter. Going back to the Noida Behuda, right? I forgot to mention what the shaila of the Noida Behuda was. The Noida Behuda shaila was, someone sent him a kuntras from London. And the kuntras was that there's a man that had gallstones, and they did an operation on him, and it was unsuccessful. So they want to now continue cutting on this person to know exactly the best way to do it in the future, so that it shouldn't happen again to anyone. One should know what to do. Mamush, yeah. So that was the shaila. The Matirim wanted to say it's mutter, like Yaakov Avinu, they cut up lechvoidoi, they cut up Yaakov Avinu to embalm him, it was a covered. So to here, it should be mutter to cut the mace, because it is covered to help in the refuah for everyone else in the future. That was the shaila. The Rav Yehuda is not mati, because it's not covered a mace over here. Yaakovina maybe was covered a mace. Here it's not covered a mace. They don't consider that covered a mace. We'll read it in a minute a bit stronger. And he says it's not called Pikoach Nefesh. Pikoach Nefesh is only if it's Mamash Oymed Lefoneinu. If there would be a case of someone with gallstones in the hospital at the same time as that person's in the hospital, the Noid Behuda would be Mati. But otherwise, he's not Mati. And there's a lot more to it. That's very Bekitza. So to do it.
Yeah.
So now the Chasam Sofer says, one is not allowed to, like the school stone case, one is not allowed to cut open the mace for other people. But he says, even besides for Nivala mace, the Noid Behuda is working with Nivala mace, it's not right to defile the mace. He says, besides that, a mace is Osuba Ano. And here one's taking refuah knowledge from this mace, that's called taking Ano from the mace, and there's no Pikuach Nefesh in the Oymed Lefoneinu, so it's not allowed. So he says, he doesn't know why the Noid Behuda doesn't just say, it says, we learn from a Tomashon Miriam, we learn a pasuk that it's also a mace as banam. One can't take refuah knowledge from a mace. It says the Chasam Sofer that there was someone that wanted to sell himself. This is, I think this is quite a done thing. To sell himself so that the doctors can operate on him, etc., and check exactly what to do for refuah. So a good panosa while he's alive, and then when he's dead, he's given over his body to the roifim. So is that allowed? So they tainted that, he was mitzava. Like, you know, similar to the svara we said, he was mitzava. That's what the father wanted. So even though it's kvoidoi, they can give him up to the doctors. So Chasam Sofer says, first of all, ames is asubah no. And even al nivul ames, which this person is giving up his covered, so maybe we should be allowed to be menavelim, like this father that wanted to be covered and kibra avoisov that we were allowed to. Says the Chasam Sofer, no. Ki imhu loy chosal kvoidoi, haba doesn't make a difference. He's basically not being chosal kvoid koinoi. Because a person is a tzelem elikim. Just because he doesn't understand the worth of the tzelem elikim and he's allowing himself to be cut up, doesn't allow the people to be menavel the mace. Ki killas elikim toloi. Over there, one's not allowed to hang a mace, to leave a mace hanging too long, because it's tzelem elikim. It's like, Rashi, I seem to remember, brings a moshul. People will say the king's hanging. Yeah, there's kvoid koino here, and therefore he's not allowed to. One is not allowed to be disrespectful to the body, and therefore he's not even happy. Chassid is not even happy with Yaakov Avinu. Why he was nechnat kvoido? So he wouldn't have siroch, and it would be a better than a burial. One's not allowed to be disrespectful to the body. So he wants to know how could they do this chanota to Yaakov Avinu. So, very bekitza, before we come to that, the Chasam Sofer asked the Kasha, the Gemara in Bechoris Memhei Amud Aleph says, there was a story with the Talmidim of Rebbe, that there was a certain lady, a Zoyna, that was Mishaiva Sreifa to Malchus. She was Chayav Sreifa to the Malchus. So, it means Hariga. After she was killed, they checked in her body, how many Evorim are there? The Talmidim checked how many Evorim, because Yudua, there's Ramach Evorim, 248 Evorim, so they wanted to see. And they found 252 Evorim. So they asked the Rebbe, what's going on? I thought there's 248 of them. So he said, maybe you check the lady, because the lady has more. The question is, how could they check for Tachlis, a Te'eles of Limud, in through her body, how many Evorim she has? A mace is also Ba'ana. So, this we have to know, the Mishnah Melech, this is another type of mummy. The Mishnah Melech, in Hilchas Avelus, has a clear by the mummies, meaning all the mummies of Egypt. There was a big business, Radvaz already read this, so it was a big business to sell mummies. What for? Radvaz says it was refuah, believe it or not, to eat from the mummy, or to use the mummy as a bandage, because it was so soaked in rich minerals and herbs and all these sort of things, that was very good. And not only that, Yidden used to eat it. Yidden used to eat it and use it as bandages, etc. So the Radvaz actually says it was mutter to eat. Never mind why. It's not considered bosa hameis, etc. But akaponim, the shaila here was, are you allowed to do schoyer in it? Osva no. You're not allowed to do schoyer in something that's osva no. So the first clear, obviously, is we're talking about the goysha mummies. Is a goy osva no? The makoyer is vatomashom Miriam. That's the makoyer for isa no. And Miriam's a yid. So Ramban clears, does isa no of a mace apply to a goy? Even if it does, and mamela, the mummies will be osa. Coming back to our shaila, a goy hakonui, Tosfos Baba Kama Daf Yud says, the Shmuz Yaakov in Peites is medaiket, that a goy hakonui, that means if you own the goy, then it's not osa ba'ano. Even if a goy is osa ba'ano, a goy hakonui is not osa ba'ano if you own it. Because it's like your chayfet, it's like your thing, it's not considered, we don't look at it as a person, we look at it as another thing of yours, and therefore you can have ano from it. So he says, once there was a war, and the Cairo was very much sliach, and mamish, they killed the whole other side. So the Amarotis went to the field, and they skinned the mesim, and they did the process on the leather, and they sold it as normal leather. Can one buy from this? I saw upstairs a sefer called Yad Eliyahu. He also has a shaila that someone bought a belt. And afterwards there was no daloi that this belt was made of human skin. Can he carry on wearing it? Isa not from a goy is also osa, pashta. Because Shulchan Aruch, Shimem Tes Paskin, you know that? There is an offer from a guy, it's also offer. It's a can one. So he says, and at first he's no to less, and in the end he's must think you can. Because since these people were, I don't know about the case of the belt, but a kaponim in the case of a war, since these people were beaten in a war, so it's like you were coin of them. And since you were coin of them, it's like a chayfet, you're allowed to have an offer. With this, we can answer a famous question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, your Testament base says, David HaMelech married Michal Bashol with 100 foreskins of the Pelishtim. Right? What did he do? There's a pasuk. It was a Tanai Shol made with him. Vayokom David. Vayelech huva anoshov. Vayach bapelishtim osayim ish. He killed 200 people. He bought extra. Vayovi David zorisem. And he bought the orlis. Vayach. The Targ Menison says, is he vakotal? He killed. If he killed them, how could he be nene from their oil? Yeah, oil, just by the way, there is a shaila about oil. It could be even, if a mace is also, maybe oil is mutter. But we can't go into that now. So he bought 100 orlis plishtim. How could he be nene min a mace? He's using issa hano, mace, to be mekadosh michal bashol. And more than that, the Gemara in Kedushin says, mekadosh b'sura hano, einu mekodeshes. So that was a Kedushin chal. So there's lots of terutzim on this. But the Yavetz in Shuvah Mem Aleph says, Api, this, you saw it from the Shus Yaakov, that someone that's konu, you're allowed to have an awe, that since this was a melchoma, and David won them in a melchoma, therefore he's allowed to have an awe from the mace, because it's just like a chayfet, and therefore you can be Kaddish, Michal Bashor with it. Good? What's the value? I hear.
No,
yeah. Moving on, we can turn it into a belt. I forgot to mention that. The Fida Barbanel, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmas Yosef is very good because eventually Amami turns into Atzmas. That's what he's made out of. Yeah. Okay, so coming back, the Chasam Sofer says this case that they were Shoyle Kashivcha. A Zoynod, and they checked out in Hevorim how many there were, is not Shver, because it was a case that she was owned. She was a Shifcha, she was owned, and therefore it's Mutavano. The Chasam Sofer in Shuvah says, the way they did Chanotot Yaakovinu, they didn't cut him open. The Zoya says, they embalmed him Mibachutz, and maybe a little hole, and they put in fluids inside. He says, how can it be? How can it be? He's got all a person eats, etc. It can't be that the embalming will work if one doesn't open up the mace and take out all the intestines. So he says, Vayakovinu is Andrish, because it says Vayigva. The way he died was Vayigva, and Ramban says in Chayasoro, Vayigva means Sadiqim are nifta b'chole ma'ayim. The idea is that Hashem cleans them out before they're nifta. And therefore he didn't need the taking out of the insides, because it's completely dry already, and therefore he just needs to be embalmed mibachutz. And therefore there was no netuche mesim. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says, the Gemara in Taina says, Yaakovinu loy mace. So if Yaakovinu loy mace, it cannot be that he opened up the mace, because then he would die. So Yericha didn't open Yaakovinu up. And Gemara Gufa asked, then what was the Chanita all about? What's the Chanita? So he explains, the Al-Sheikh and the Rechaim all explain, it was a superficial embalming, because the Mitzrayim, if they see Yaakov, it seems that Yaakov is mace, right? The body stayed, the idea of the body stayed just means that Yaakov was a Ruchni, not Adam Rishon, there was a Kolala, they have to turn back into offer because of the Chatoim, they affect the body. However, Yaakovinu was matakan that chait, and he didn't need to turn back into offer. And therefore Yaakovinu lo mace, his body would stay whole. But the Mitzrayim would say, oh, he's a god, because why isn't he dying? What's happening to his body? Without embalming, he's staying whole. Therefore they embalmed him to say, the reason why he's staying whole, he's obviously not learning that the Barbanel, that eventually the body decomposes. The reason why he stayed whole is because he's embalmed, and they won't make him into a god. And that was part of the whole tzivu of Yaakov Avinu, of not to bury me in Mitzrayim, so they shouldn't make me into a Avodah Zorah. So too, they understood that they have to do chanit on him, so they shouldn't turn him into Avodah Zorah. That's why it says, by the kvur of Ayasu Bonobloi Kain Kashetzivom, was all part of the tzivui that he shouldn't be turned into Avodah Zorah. Therefore they did an external embalming. The Yarist Vash in Chedek Base, Drush Zayin, explains what is the idea of Chalita. What for? What did the Mitzrayim want from it? So he says that a person consists of a body and a soul. And while the body is around, the soul's around. When the body completely decomposes, the soul goes away. That explains. Okay, we'll say exactly the vav by the time. If there's time, there's some extra connection. So, since this is the process, the mitzrim would doch toirish al ha-meisim. What they would do is they would ask the future from dead people. Now, one needs to ask the soul. Flesh is not going to answer. So they would embalm the meisim so they wouldn't disintegrate. And since they wouldn't disintegrate, their soul would cling to the body. Because that's the story that everyone says, that till ach besori olav, v'nafshe olav ta'abel. As long as the boss is there, the nefesh is there being ma'abel. So they would hold the nefesh there, so they could ask, it would be easier for them to ask the asidus rather than bringing the nefesh from wherever it is. So he says, that's the idea also that they embalmed Yaakov Avinu. Because Klal Yisrael wanted, this is a bit hard to understand, Klal Yisrael wanted always the nefesh of Yaakov to be with them there, to be mispalel aleihem, etc. So even though Yaakov, the Gemara asks Yaakov Avinu loy meis, so why do you embalm him? The answer is Yaakov Avinu loy meis, he'll only be with us though when we're going the right path. Right? Otherwise his nefesh will go away even though his body's there. Because he doesn't want to be with Choytim. But if you embalm him, then Beteva, he will be with the mace, because his body, he's letting the body maybe we would decompose. So I just want to share with you a story that Yavid says. Yavid says this idea that the nefesh should stay with the guf. He says there was a story, he brings it down from the Koisvei Sfarad, that there was a boat, they were smuggling, as we mentioned, there was a big business, the mummies. They were smuggling over 1,000 mummies in this boat. And there was someone called Jan de Schlader on this boat. And basically, since the nefesh of the mummies are all there, because the boss is there, so they suddenly, in the middle of the sea, these mummies made the uprising, and they turned over the boat. I'm going to read that out to you. Kvai idu koisvei zichroinei Sfarad, the newspapers or some of the historians of Spain, pointed to Nisi, al yan de shlada, shaholach le Mitzrayim, he went to Egypt, ubeichode, and as he was and in smuggling, heivi le svina shloi, alofim pegorim achanutim anikrim mamya. Lahoilichon es Sfarad, to take them to Spain. Ubevoye beemtza hayom, when he came to the middle of the sea, hine haruchas advekim bagufim, the ruchas that were attached to the bodies, they made a big commotion. They turned the Sfina over into the sea. Everyone fell down and died in the sea. But who Yan? This Yan, just about managed to escape in a small boat. He came to Spain. And he said what happened to him. So I just want to finish with what the Medrash says. Toiv shame, mishem en toiv. A good name is better than oil. It says, Toiv Shem Shel Torah, Torah is better than oil, the one anoints the Meisim. He says, anointing the Meisim means that one keeps the Nefesh in, one gets this Te'elis of keeping the Nefesh, one asks that Jesus, which is not allowed. But Toiv Shem of Torah, which can release the Nefesh, the body can be as is, and the Nefesh can go up. But when you learn his Torah, Sifsois of Dovos became, you can also bring his Nefesh down, and he can be Megan on you, etc. And therefore, Toiv Shem of Torah, Torah is even better, because the Nefesh can go up and can come down.